Welcome to CD English. Follow us and learn English in an easy, fun way.
欢迎收听英伦 CD， 跟着我们轻松的学习最纯正的英式英语。大家好，欢迎收听我们的新一期节目。
Hey David, we haven't made a new episode for ages. I feel bad for our listeners.
Hey Cecilia, that makes two of us. I also feel guilty about how long it's been since we made a new one.
你刚才说的 that makes two of us 是什么意思啊？肯定不能直接翻译吧。
Oh, we say that makes two of us to show that you understand and agree with someone else's viewpoint.
那这又是一句你可以用来表达赞同某事意见的句子。That makes two of us, 就是我和你想一样，我们俩有共同的想法。
That's right.For example, you could say, Wow, walking up this hill has made me so tired. I could reply, Phew, that makes two of us. I'm exhausted.
当你和朋友去爬山的时候呢，你朋友或许会对你说，哎呦，爬山太累了。你可以回答，我也和你一样，累死了。
So, Cecilia,Let's listen to today's clip from Sherlock, shall we?
好的，那接下来我们来听这一期的夏洛克剧中对话吧。这段话呢，发生在华生和妻子结婚后从教堂走出来。
Okay, hold it there. I want to get this shot. The newlyweds. Just the bride and groom, please.
Sherlock? Oh, sorry.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, cheese!
Famous Mr. Holmes. Very pleased to meet you. But no sex, okay?
Sorry.
You don't have to look so scared. I'm only messing. Bridesmaid, best man, traditional.
小伙伴们听清楚了吗？最开始啊，摄影师说
I want to get this shot of the newlyweds.
Newlyweds. Do you know what this means?
新的 weds? Weds 是什么意思啊？
Yes, it means the two people who have just got married. Or another way of saying it is they've just wedded.
所以呢，这个 wed 这个单词是形容刚刚结婚的夫妻是吗？还是 newlyweds？
We don't use the word weds on its own. Has to be with newly together. Newlyweds. This is only used shortly after two people get married, not for a long time. For example, just a couple of weeks.
那小伙伴们要注意啦 ，newlyweds。只可以用于非常新婚的这个夫妻，过一段时间就不能这样称呼了。那么，新婚的夫妻我们要说 newlyweds 啊，不可以说 weds， 淡淡说。
After this, the photographer said, "Just the bride and groom, please."
啊，这句话我知道 ，bride 是新娘 ，groom 是新郎的意思。David。正好我们这期听到的内容是关于结婚的，那你要不在这里顺便给我们讲讲英国的婚礼文化吧？
Sure. In the UK, there are generally two kinds of wedding service. The first is with a vicar in a church, which is generally for religious people.
所以呢，在英国一般情况下呢，有两种婚礼的这个方式。第一种是有宗教信仰的， 那他们会在牧师的引导下在教堂进行婚礼，那基本上过程会像我们在电影电视里面看到的差不多。
And the second would be with a government official in an office, a registry office, or more often now, in a hotel.
那第二种呢，就是比较现代的，对于很多没有宗教信仰的人，那在政府的婚姻登记处领取结婚证就算结婚了，或者呢，请婚姻登记处的人员来你的婚礼，那一般呢会在酒店里面举行，他们会在那边给你做一个仪式，顺便呢签订这个结婚证书。
After this, the photographer will take pictures of the happy couple before they go.To meet all the guests at the wedding reception.
然后呢，他们会拍婚纱照，这个好像和我们这边不太一样哦。一般呢，他们不会特意的先去拍艺术式的婚纱照，接下来呢，会和宾客进行这个婚宴。
The wedding reception also follows a traditional format, beginning with speeches.The family and closest friends of the couple will take it in turns to make long speeches, often with humor to make the guests laugh.
那在婚宴的开始啊，一般会保持这个传统的习惯，新婚夫妇的朋友和亲人呢，按照顺序进行讲话，一般呢都会比较幽默，然后让现场的人们这个开心大笑，让这个气氛呢就很有意思。
After this, everyone will have dinner, followed by a dance or disco, with the bride and groom usually being the first to dance alone. Then everybody joins in. This continues with drinking, talking, and dancing until late at night.
最后呢，会进行这个舞会的部分。结婚的夫妇呢，当然是最先开始跳，然后大家就一起加入进来。那中间呢还会穿插这个喝酒啊聊天啊，然后大家一直玩到很晚。好的，那谢谢 David 和我们分享英国的婚礼文化，接下来让我们回到夏洛克剧中的对话吧。那个伴娘呢对卷福后来说， I'm only messing. Mess 这个单词以前的节目中我们学过 M-E-S-S，是这个乱糟糟的意思，那这里的 messing 也是差不多的意思吗？
Actually, messing here is short for messing around, which means playing with you or winding you up.
在这里呢， mess 等于 messing around 这样的意思，是比如说像开玩笑啊逗你的这样的意思，和乱糟糟啊没有什么太大的关系。
There's actually another meaning for messing around. It also means to be naughty or behave badly. So, for example, if you were a parent and your children were running around in a supermarket, you might say, Stop messing around! Behave yourselves! And I'll give you some ice cream after dinner tonight.
那 messing around 呢还有一种意思就是胡乱闹腾这样的意思。如果呢你的小孩子在这个超市里跑来跑去的很闹腾，你可能会对他说别吵了别闹了，如果你管好自己呢，我会在晚饭的时候给你吃冰淇淋哦。Bridesmaid and best man这两个词语啊好像都是这个组合式的是吧，那 bride 是新娘，那 maid 呢是没有结婚的女孩，古代的时候啊这个还指这个女主人的贴身这个女佣，所以连起来呢就是伴娘的意思。那 best man 这样子组合的话是不是最好的男人的意思啊？
No, the bridesmaid is the closest female friend or relative of the brideAnd likewise, the best man is the closest male friend or relative of the groom.
好，那这个单词可不可以随便翻译哦？ Best man 就是伴郎的意思，是新郎最好的朋友、最亲近的人。 跟这个最好的男人这个意思啊没有任何关系。
That's right. Hey, let's review today's wedding related words and phrases. First we had, That makes two of us.
我和你想的一样。
That makes two of us. Bride.
新娘。
Bride. Groom.
新郎。
Groom. Wedding reception.
婚宴。
Wedding reception. Messing around.
逗弄。胡乱闹着。
Messing around. Bridesmaid.
伴娘。
Bridesmaid. Best man.
伴郎。
Best man.
今天的这个剧中对话有点短哦，接下来让我们再来听一次吧。
Okay, hold it there. I want to get this shot. The newlyweds. Just the bride and groom, please.
Shall I? Oh, sorry.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, cheese.
Hey, Mr. Holmes. I'm very pleased to meet you. But no sex, okay?
Sorry.
You don't have to look so scared. I'm only messing. Bridesmaid, best man, traditional.
Welcome back, guys.We have some news about a new English course we will be bringing, called CD Talk. Hey, Cecilia, can you please tell our listeners the details? And guys, please leave us your comments as always. Thank you so much.
Hey, 小伙伴们，在本期节目的最后，要对大家吼一个消息哦。接下来呢，我们会推出新的节目。每期节目选择一个话题进行 free talk。第一期的 CD Talk 节目，我们会和大家谈一谈怎样和新认识的外国朋友交谈。那哪些话题会让他们觉得有些不舒服？那由于东西方文化差异的关系呢？哪些问题其实不应该问？那哪些话题又会让谈话很放松，进而更好地加深你们的关系呢？当然也请大家把自己感兴趣的关于英语和英国的话题留言给我们，我们会适时选择一个作为新一期节目的主题。好啦， See you next time.
See you later, guys.